The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. So we're talking about choosing love. God loves you, but you have to receive His love. You have to be receivers of His love, believers and receivers. Somebody say, I'm a believer and a receiver of the love of God. Jesus is the greatest gift, that the very first Christmas gift, right? But not everybody has received the gift. God's not going to force it on people. That's not what love does. But He presents Himself to people. I was having a cup of coffee with an attorney that was a friend of mine for quite a while. I'm sure we'd be friends right now if we saw each other. But that moment, we were having a coffee, and we were just talking business. I'm in the pest control industry full time. And he was talking what he does, and I was talking what I do, But we came on to faith. I don't remember. People always figure out somehow when you're in the ministry or a believer. But he started talking about how he doesn't believe nothing. You know what? One day we'll all know one way or another, but I don't believe nothing. I don't think there is a God. Here's an attorney, smart man, but not smart. Right? Amen? And I'm a pest control guy, talking to an attorney, have coffee, and we're having this conversation. And the Spirit of God just gives you things to say that unlock people's hearts at times, you know. We don't want to get into judging people or pointing fingers at people. That's just goofy. That's insecure. There should be no insecurity in our faith. And you know how we can get to that point where there's no insecurity in our faith? Is when we just know how loved we are. Man, you just got to try this. It's awesome. Right? That's where it is with Jesus. But I just started opening up to Him. We start talking about our kids. He loves his kids. I love my kids. Something in common. Amen. We both like coffee, and we both got kids, and we both love our kids. And I started talking about my kids. And I said, you know what? My kids are serving God, and they read the Bible. But you know, as they grow up, I'm not going to force them to do that. Now, they're not going to do this. But if they decide to just go live for the devil, they decide they don't believe nothing. They decide to reject Jesus. Guess what? My house is still open. Because I want to be with them. I love them. I'm not going to force Jesus on them. And then I said, the Lord put this in my lips. I said, because He did not force Himself on me. He revealed Himself to me. And I chose to believe Him. And He changed the subject right there. But you know, I haven't seen him in a few years. I'll bet that rings in his ears. Maybe open up an avenue for faith. Girls, do you love Jesus? Yeah, I love you too. Amen. But, you know, this is the God that we serve. He's so much greater than differences and differences of opinion and all these kind of things. We don't have to go out there and gloat it over people, that kind of thing. No. And this is something in churches like ours that believe in prosperity and healing, is to get all gloated over churches that maybe don't. Come on. The body and the blood. We are one with our family. That's our family. That's our family. But Johnny ain't taking my poster, though. You remember this story about Johnny? My King Kong poster? And Johnny kind of tricked me out of it. I forgive Johnny, but he ain't getting my poster. Johnny ain't talking me out of my healing. I don't care if he's my brother in Christ. That's my healing. That's my prosperity. It's mine. It's my God. Jesus is my Savior, and he's my provider, and he's my healer. Well, I don't believe that. Well, I do. I see it in the Word. Amen? And this is where we go. But it's all about the love of God and that we walk in that love. And we choose to believe and to receive his love every day. Somebody say every day. Every day. Every day I wake up and say, you know what? I'm married today. I'm married every day to Shelley. I wake up and there she is. And there I am. Hallelujah. May not always feel like, you know, but you're married. Hallelujah. Wake up and say, you know what? I'm saved today. I'm going to act like I'm saved. I'm going to talk like I'm saved. I'm going to believe like I'm saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we choose to walk in love. The word choose means to select. You might have the notes in front of you. We do have some notes available. If anyone wants any, just raise your hand and we can get them to you. But to select from two or more possibilities. How many know there are two or more possibilities? There's worldly love. There's all, you know, different kinds. In fact, you know, one of the things I've heard as of late is nowadays they're saying there's like, I don't know, 30, 60, 80 different genders. Just pick one. That ain't Bible. Yeah, but you just need to love. Just, no, that ain't love. That's perversion. And it's error. And it's deadly to teach a child this. The Bible has things to say about people that teach children that wrong is right. Adults, smart people that teach children that things that will cause death, that's okay and that's right and it's beautiful. The Bible has things to say about people that teach children these things. Hallelujah. Amen. So we choose to walk in the love of God. And the love of God is not this all permissive and all inclusive and just embrace every philosophy. That's worldly. That's devilish. It's satanic. And Satan ain't on the good guys team. Right? Amen? No, he is not. No, he is not. There's one way. Not 10 ways. Not 2 ways. One way. Somebody say one way. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Well, that sounds really narrow. Yes, it is. But there's one way. I've been in downtown Portland before, and I get kind of confused down there sometimes, and I'll turn the wrong way on the one way. And you know right away. When you turn down the wrong way on a one way, right? No, there's one way. His name is Jesus. The word choose also means to want or decide to do something. Jesus, you know, the Father has not created us to be robotic people. He's given us a choice. We have to want and decide. Well, I don't really want to live for God. Well, start confessing that you do. Your words can overpower your wants. That's a powerful statement that the Lord just gave us. My words can overpower my wants. That's why we got to watch what comes out of our mouth. Cuss word tries to come out, that can change your heart. From serving God to serving the devil right there. Just by what's coming out my mouth. Amen. So our words can overpower our wants. But we have to do it. God ain't going to do that for us. When Jesus was on the cross, what did he say? It is finished. My job is done here. Now he's given things over to us. Hallelujah. So we want and decide to choose love. It also means to prefer, to contend with an opponent. Listen, when we yield ourselves to the love of God, we automatically have opponents out there. Choosing the love of God means I'm not choosing the love of the world. Choosing Jesus means I'm not choosing the devil. It means I'm not choosing Buddha. I'm not choosing Muhammad. I'm not choosing you name it. I'm choosing Jesus. So Christians need to get over the pipe dream that being a Christian just means everyone's going to like us. Guess what? We're in the world right now. There are devils and demons fighting over the souls of humanity. And they work through people. And God works through people. So we don't get into hatred and all this kind of stuff, but we recognize who our enemy is. And we walk in, we choose daily to walk in the love of God. No matter how we're treated, no matter what people say, we don't take offense. We forgive, we're quick. Somebody say, I am quick to forgive. We need to say that again. I am quick to forgive. And when I mess up, I'm quick to admit it and receive my forgiveness. Don't let our hearts start hardening up. Amen. How quickly an ice storm developed over the past couple days, right? Just the freezing weather and the liquid coming down, the conditions in the environment, and we have to be aware that our conditions and what we're walking through, we do not start hardening up under it. Because there ain't nothing uglier than a hardened Christian. I mean, let's not go to that church. Mean, ornery, cranky, judgmental, whatever, critical. Nope. Nope. Love. Somebody say, I choose love. Love will melt the ice. Love will melt it. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 1, because we're talking today about Jesus is God's love in us. And at this time of the year, it's one of the times of the years that our enemy will attack love the most. In families, in homes, right? But we just need to decide, as far as I'm concerned, I'm walking in love. I don't care what Uncle Joe says or who Aunt Margaret voted for or, you know, what's going on at work, who's taking office, whatever, amen. We are going to walk in love today and forever. Praise his holy name. But Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. We could even say it this way. Now the birth of love, the birth of the love of God was as follows. And that's an appropriate thing because John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his son. Right, so we can say Jesus is the manifested love of God. Amen, right? Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Now, right there, Joseph has a decision to make, doesn't he, right? Why couldn't this have happened after they were betrothed or married or way before Joseph knew Mary? Or, you know, why did Joseph have to get wrapped up in it? Well, he's going to have to learn to walk in love right away, isn't he? Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. So that's a choice of love right there. Not going to humiliate her. He didn't understand what was going on at that point, right? But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. Now see, that shows us right there, the opposite of love is not hate. It's fear. So we have to be people that are vigilant at keeping fear out of our homes, out of our minds, out of our hearts. If a fearful thought comes against you, we need to be people that immediately take authority in the name of Jesus over the spirit. Listen, fear is a spirit. It all starts as a seed of fear. Is my spouse being faithful? Right? Or why did he look at me that way? Or the devil will tell you things like, you're ugly. And you start getting afraid of what people think about you. That starts letting in hate and anger and bitterness and amen. So what did the angel deal with right there? Joseph, don't be afraid. Mary was not unfaithful to you. Right? Amen. For that which is conceived in her, somebody say conceived in her, is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel commanded and took to him his wife and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. Praise the Lord. But this scripture specifically, verse 20, it says this, that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is where the Lord is taking us today. The word conceived means to procreate, to regenerate, to bear, to be born, be delivered of. And these are things that the love of God on the inside of us does. It's not a dormant love. It's a very powerful love. A very powerful thing. I remember, you know, we went up to see Mount St. Helens a number of years ago, and looking at the lava runs and the way that the landscape changed after that thing went off. Amazing. Valleys were created and the landscape was changed. The love of God on the inside of us will literally change us. From the inside out. It's the most powerful force in the universe. To bear. It will allow you to bear things. To bear with people. That outside of the love of God ain't happening. Amen. That's the power of God's love. To be born. It will birth things into your life. And into your spirit that you never thought possible. When that love is conceived in you. And in me. Just think of the things that God wants to birth into your life. That we get conceived with. I felt like a new level of prosperity was conceived in me this morning. That's the love of God. Just putting the seed of that into my spirit. That's Jesus, right? To be delivered of. The love of God delivers me. Delivers you. From terrible, awful things. We don't have to turn on the news and think, well, man, maybe that awful thing's going to happen to me. Because you know why? Because it says right here, you are delivered of that. Car accidents and diseases and death and divorce. And well, what's the devil here to do on this planet? Steal, kill, and destroy. But we have to, like Shelley was saying, we have to be obedient, be quick to respond to the voice of God. I was, you know, out wandering around my yard. I like walking around in the snow and ice and stuff. And I just felt like, you know what, while I'm out here, I'm going to do a little prayer walk around my house. There's a couple houses down. There's kind of some people living there that really legally don't have a right to be there. And there's people that we don't know and things we don't know that are happening at that house all the time. Right? But we don't walk in fear. Right? We walk in faith. But I did a little prayer walk around my property. I just took my foot and drew a little cross in the corner of the snow. And I said, in Jesus' name, I've done this before, but nothing will touch my house. No evil will befall this family. and I take authority in this neighborhood over the work of the devil. And I walked to the other corner of my property, and I drew another cross in the snow. In Jesus' name, I make contact with this property. Satan, you have no power over my children, over my wife, over our stuff. And I put my hands on the house, and I said, house, I call you paid off. I call this mortgage paid. Oh, it sounds impossible. Guess what? In church, we ought to be preaching the impossible. Because we have a God who does the impossible. With God, all things are possible. And I walked to the backyard and did the same thing. Well, yesterday morning, my wife got up a little early, and she looked out the front window, and she goes, our trash cans, one of them's moved and the other one's knocked over. Looks like somebody drove into our property. It was icy, and I don't know, some of the, you know, sometimes folks are just out there playing, and we have these interesting people two doors down. Well, I looked out there, sure enough, and I put my gear on and didn't panic about it, went out there, and there were tire tracks that came up to the trash cans, bumped the trash cans, and left. Nothing damaged, not even the trash cans weren't even broken. And I remembered that prayer. The cars weren't touched. You know, nothing bizarre. I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It works. So why did he protect me? Because he loves me. I am my beloved's and he is mine. And his banner over me is love. It's the most powerful. He delivered us. And he will deliver us daily. He will load us down with benefits daily. Why? Because he loves me. Amen? Well, look at this. The word procreate means to produce, to bring into being. So there's things that the love of God is going to bring into being that we haven't even thought of, imagined. Amen? It's a creative force. When you think about Mary conceived Jesus, right? Well, you and I receive Jesus. But it's that same principle. Jesus on the inside, the Spirit of God on the inside of me, and it's going to bring things into being in our lives. That's why when we lay hands on the sick, we believe they recover. Because there's something transferring right there. Amen? Praise God. That's why we're believing God for church buildings and pastors and children's ministry and youth ministry and adult ministry and outreach ministries, because God has a plan. He's got something in his mind. Amen? And we're right in the middle of it. Praise his name. The word regenerate means to recreate. We are in the business of removing the curse. I'm in the business of pest control. People don't like the curse in their house in the form of bugs. Shelly was up in the attic last night. We pulled out the Christmas decorations, and she had this tote, and it had like a stink bug on it, and it fell off right in my face. Ah, right? The curse. We are people that are recreating the blessing on planet Earth. Amen? That word of God goes forth like a Holy Ghost pesticide and just kills the curse. And then God teaches us how to take care of, in pest control, what we call conducive conditions. You know, Mrs. Jones, what I'm doing today is going to help you, but do you see all the garbage all over your house? That's why the cockroaches are here. I've had a couple of apartments I've had to tell this to. You know what? We're going to help you. But, you know, having your dumpster inside the building with trash chutes, that's why the roaches are around. So I'd recommend that you go ahead and find a way to remove the trash chute system and we clean them, clean, and then get those dumpsters outside. And God will say, you know what, Steve? I delivered you and healed you, but now you see all that chocolate you've been eating? You know, it's okay to have some, but goodness, you don't need the bulk sized. And the Holy Ghost starts to work with us. You know, Steve, I delivered you of your debts and broke you through financially. So, you know that credit card you've been thinking about buying that new outfit with over at Macy's? Well, how about you believe me just to get that for you? And you put that card away, and he'll start working with us. Operate very practical things. And why does he do it? Because he loves me. Because he loves me. Amen? Regenerate also means to reconstitute. We're living by the Word of God. This is our constitution as a Christian. As a Christian, this is your constitution. You need to know what it says. And you need to know the things that Jesus did for you and the things that he did as our example. Amen? We don't have to go out and sacrifice lambs and animals and suffer and, you know, all these kind of things. Jesus became the Lamb of God so that I do not have to go out and sacrifice animals in my backyard and, you know, amen? My faith in Jesus is the work he's looking for. Jesus fulfilled every commandment, died on the cross. What I do is I put my faith in the work that he did.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Give